You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today Mr. Greg Jablonski. Greg, how the heck are you doing?
Doing well, Dan. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Good. Well, let's jump into it right away today. How are sales in your office this week?
Sales really are unbelievable. There's just so much activity, and it just keeps coming. On a daily basis, we get inquiries, and people are wanting to do things. And I think it's the surge right now because there's nothing available, and people are really, you know, understanding that there's not much out there, and they got to be really aggressive in order to find something.
You've got to be able to jump right away without any hesitation, don't you?
Because you're going to be there with many other people on existing homes for sure. You know, it's like the home we just sold on 4th Street. It was 39 showings on, we did a coming soon so they could get the house ready, a few things there. And during that coming soon, we scheduled 39 showings.
And 39 showings?
Five written offers and two, hey, if it doesn't happen, let us know. Well, so that's pretty serious competition, and everybody needs to understand you're going to be in competition, and there's not a lot of nice homes out there right now. I mean, right now, last I heard, as of yesterday, there were four homes in 200 available.
Wow. Now, how many years have you been in real estate, Greg?
I'm forgetting here, over 40.
Have you ever seen a market like this?
Nothing. Not even close to it.
This is basically history-making.
It is history-making, and appraisals are, you know, without getting into the details of that sale, but, you know, they're always over asking price, and it's just like, you know, it's a hard thing to appraise a home today, and you've really got to work hard at it, and it's just a tough job to appraise when you've got such a volatile market. I mean, this is strictly what a buyer will pay and what a seller will sell for.
What do you see? Why is it like this?
The fear of the low interest rates definitely driving it.
Okay.
And I think the fear of this is a good chance to get a home and be set. And a lot of people should understand this is like a 30-year deal. You're going to have this house for the rest of your life. And so to get out there and get one now, it's super. I think people are starting to realize they can't just wait for next year or 6 months from now. You know, interest rates are going to go up. There's just no doubt. Biden rates will be back.
Well,
Biden gas.
Well, yeah, look at gas right now is going up daily almost. And I think when you, without getting too, you know, partisan political about this, when you see a 1.9, well, when you have $1.9 trillion that you're going to borrow, that's going to put a lot of pressure, upward pressure, on the cost of, you know, the cost of borrowing, which is comes in the form of interest.
You really think they're going to do that?
So you're right. Now is the time.
Is. And rates are excellent. Home prices, they're just climbing. And so it is back to my old theory about the escalator. For years, I used that as an example that once you're on it, you're just continuing up in values. I never saw 2004, so there goes that glass bubble again that burst. And so that kind of gives you a little hiccup. But overall, they've rebounded totally. And now you're finding that some of the existing homes are actually, if not very close to new construction, maybe even to titch above it.
Really? Because I hear all the reports on the radio that about the cost of materials for new construction have gone up and the shortage of them until we can get through this COVID thing and they can get back in the factories and producing
and
stuff.
And they say that's not over. That may actually be getting worse. Because of all the increased demand now with all the ports and everything coming in from overseas, that they can't handle the materials coming in. So now there's a gridlock in all the ports that's happening. And it does relate back to the COVID. And, you know, I agree with the COVID, I guess, to a degree, but I think it's just way over, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Way too much drama there.
Way too much drama and too much, you know, like Fauci. Oh, you better have two masks on. Three or four, you know? Well, you stuff a rag in your mouth and then you can't get anything. You can't expel anything, you know?
Yeah, it just, you know, they wonder why they're so so much miscommunication out there, and that's because it changes daily.
And then you go back to the early on with the mask. Fauci said you don't need to wear a mask. Yeah. We won't do anything. So, I mean, that's the direction you get from government all the time.
It's confusing.
And that doesn't help all these situations if they would at least be consistent, but they aren't consistent. The vaccines, what a joke. Mm-hmm. I mean, the way they're doing the vaccines now.
Yeah.
Why don't you just let the professionals handle it and get government the hell out of the way?
Thank you. I've always said if government is involved in something, it's going to be a mess. Let private industry do what we're good at, and yeah. let us do it and take care of it.
Yep, but, exactly. But that's why we have hospitals. That's why we have pharmacies. We have all these yes. people that are in the business of doing that. And
yes.
the government has no business being in business.
Thank you.
Period.
Thank you.
And you got two guys right now, or a guy and a gal, Walls, and Malcolm, and that is a no good program for the state of Minnesota. And I don't know everybody wakes up to that.
Right. Well, we have two more years of this.
Yeah, so what's going to change, Dan?
I don't know. Greg, how can folks get a hold of you?
651-248-0366.
You're listening to Talk Real Estate, our realtor today from the Home Results Group, Mr. Greg Jablonski. Greg, let's talk about some specific listings that you might have. I know there's mm-hmm. few and far between.
Yeah, well, we got four in the whole town, so we don't have too much to talk about.
Has it ever been that low?
No, never.
Okay.
And, you know, it is, it's just historic. It just, mm-hmm. you know, typically we're 120 listings all the time, in and out. I mean, through all the years, it's just been a book of listings. And so now we're down to four homes for people.
That's...
I mean, what do you want to look at? We don't have anything to show you.
Wow.
And, but that's for new construction. It's good. And of course, I think I'm going to be making progress on my South Oaks development. And there we will have 33 single family homes. And I think we're going to get this thing wrapped up now with the city because it's been a huge issue. And I think now we're to the point, we're at the breaking point, and we'll hopefully get it resolved. We have some new blood, should we say, involved. And I think that from what I've heard so far, we're making progress. But there's a lot of progress to be made there. But if for sure by fall, we will have a project.
Good for you.
One way or another.
Good for you. Because it's obviously needed.
I don't think there's much doubt about that.
Yeah, and that's four homes left in Hastings.
And that's where you really have to scrape. When you get all the facts of what the issues are, and you come down to ordinances and stormwater, that's the big issue with
gridlock.
This been going on. And it's just like they just don't get it, Dan, and they just mm-hmm. don't get it. And it's like you got to hit them over the head.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm in the mood to hit them over the head.
Well, you almost have to now.
It's terrible.
This is
it's
a
terrible.
Time the housing is needed, for gosh sakes.
You need housing.
Yeah.
The house we just had 39 showings on, those people were looking to buy a home in Hastings, moved to Cottage Grove because they couldn't find anything in Hastings.
That's not good.
Now, that takes kids out of our school system. It hurts our school system. And
right.
this city should realize how bad the city staff has been to our school system in mm-hmm. itself. And then realize all the problems that the housing and the businesses in this community, because they have to struggle with all these things that the city thinks is just fine because it's the policy, and
yeah.
and you know they don't have a stake in this community.
Right.
Unfortunately, that's yeah. the case. And you know we've made some progress. I do think the new city administrator is good blood, and I do know Mary is good. And it's just a matter of how do we get rid of the gridlock?
Change
like
the bureaucracy. It's just
it's got to be. It's got to be progress, and it's got to mm-hmm. be some serious shakeups
mm-hmm.
there.
Because you just said it. When Tim Collins was superintendent, and he did his show here for 15, 16 years, whatever length it was, he always talked about we need new development in this city. We
mm-hmm.
need to keep people moving in to keep up with the cost, you know, of things. And it just never happened. And we had to go back to the taxpayers
What did he do to make that happen, to help it?
Well, he can't. The city has to.
No, yeah, I know. But, you know, I mean, see, this is the whole
You're
thing.
Right. The city has to.
Everybody has to get together, though.
Yep.
The school should have been involved in getting a group together and say, hey, our schools are being hurt here, guys. We got to get housing. We got to get more students.
Right, right. Yeah, he mentioned that there were conversations about that.
Yeah, good.
But they went on deaf ears,
mm-hmm.
basically.
That's fine, and you can try, but, you know, you have to be very, very supportive of the
mm-hmm.
people. And I know that I'm pretty sure he never called our company. I'm pretty sure he never called Seawertz. I'm sure he didn't call any developer in this community to say, hey, what can we do for you guys? Mm-hmm. Or what do you think I ought to do? Because the school's concerned that we're not getting housing. What's your take? So you see, it's all those things where I called City Hall, and City Hall said, well, we're working on it, and we've got some good developers, and we love out-of-town developers. We just don't happen to care for our local developers.
See, that's just wrong.
Lay your cards on the table. I mean, we're not going to hide underneath this and act like it isn't happening, or that they treat people differently, and that everybody always says, well, those new developers, they come to town, they're always happy. Well, they're first to leave, too, by the way.
They do. They don't stay long, do they?
They don't stay long. Tell me who's the new developer that stayed.
Yeah.
Don't know of too many.
No, they go to where it's easier, the Cottage Groves, like you say, the Woodberries, the Apple Valleys, the Egan's.
Yep, It's not so much personality-driven. It is business-driven.
Yeah.
And we got some of that small-town attitude right now sitting on the council.
Yeah. Well, and you were correct. It's everybody suffers when that kind of attitude is out there, because the schools do. For gosh sakes, the city government does, too, because they're looking to increase their budgets. It's simple. New housing.
Right.
You have people paying property taxes.
Everything goes with housing.
Businesses thrive. You charge more for business taxes in this town are extraordinarily high. You and I and any business owner knows
that. We know that.
But if you have more people, more of a base in property tax with people, you're making more and more money the more they can get building going. But it hasn't. That theory hasn't applied here.
No, it hasn't worked. And then, you know, it's whatever. I mean, you could go on and on, but how it affects housing is the main thing. And we need to get housing. We need to get new construction going. And they shouldn't be splitting hairs over it. Or, you know, I just say follow your own ordinances. And, you know, they don't seem to want to follow their own ordinances. Because every time there's an ordinance that should be applied, that they should follow that rule because it's in place and it's been passed by them, boom, it should. And then it comes along to go down to the comprehensive plan. They don't follow that either. It's everything's at a whim. It's been hours and hours and thousands of dollars, and then it's like it's out the window when they want to do something different. And, you know, existing property owners rely on a comprehensive plan. That's your protection for what goes next door. And right now, all bets are off on that baby.
Wow.
So there's a lot of things. Now, you know, do you say that's good? But what kind of housing do we have to have? I mean, how many, you know, 4 or 5-story apartment buildings can this town support? And is that the housing we want? I don't know. I mean, certainly there is a need for it, no question about it. But
that's a quick short-term answer, isn't it?
Well, it can't be the only housing.
Right.
Not everybody's going to live in an apartment, period. No. And you have to have affordable homes. We're offering our South Oaks development. Those homes would be $300,000 or less. And it's like pulling teeth to get that thing done. And it should be very simple, to be honest with you. It should have been very simple 4.5 years ago.
Well, if it weren't for you local people, there wouldn't be any developers in town. Because you stated it. Fine. Yeah. Try and think of a developer from out of town that stayed here. And you know what? That sentence alone says it all. Mm-hmm. Because there aren't any.
No, and you know, it's unfortunate that each and every developer has the same problems. And it's just not me, you know, because I used to think, well, maybe you should be a little easier to get along with. But as I've told everybody, a developer has a different set of standards and business plans you have to follow. City Hall does not have that. And they should be more on board with how the private sector works and what has to change in housing. They don't seem to understand that housing changes almost annually for sure, sometimes quicker than that. I can start a project and design a project today and then figure out 6 months from now, that's not the way to go. We got to change it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But they do not understand that. It is almost a joke.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Greg, how can folks get a hold of you?
You call me at 651-248-0366.
Well, our topic of the week, which we've kind of been into it for a little bit, is necessary to be ready when buying or selling a home because of what you just said. Mm-hmm. 4 homes in Hastings.
Yes.
You better have your ducks all in a row.
Yeah, you got to understand that this house is going to come on the market. It's going to be the home that is going to be for you, and you got to be prepared for where are the values. You know, where should I go on this home? You know, my mortgage has to be in place. What can I afford? What can I afford to go up to? And you've got to really be ready to act, because there's going to be 4 or 5 people putting offers in. on existing homes.
So how long of a process is that? Let's say that I came into your office today and say, I want to buy a home, Greg. How long of a process it from that point to where you can actually start putting bids in and actually getting things?
Well, I would say that that process depends on, quote, your credit. Okay. You know, if we don't have anything for that underwriter or, you know, your loan officer to get through, that's a big plus. And from there, you go through the approval process for your loan. And typically, that lender can sit down right at the table with you and say, yeah, this looks good and that looks good. And they will guide you through that so that, hey, yeah, you can get this mortgage. I'll give you a pre-approval letter. And that's what it is. But sometimes they do need more information if you've had things or depending on how close the ratios are and things like that. Sometimes it can be a little bit more of a challenge and you got to do certain things and get him some information so that he can be assured that it could happen.
Okay. So on an average, what is it, like a month or 2 weeks
or
a week?
Oh, I would say a week, maybe.
Oh, it is that quick?
Yeah, so okay. It can be very quick.
And you said you stated something that is new to me, a pre-approval letter. So that's something new these days and you have to have
that
almost? It's
been around for quite a while.
Oh, has it?
Yep,
okay.
Yep. And it is basically a lender sitting down with you, going through your financials, and then finding the guides for what mortgage lenders are requiring and match those up. And you can actually do it in a matter of a few hours if your
really?
Credit score is good and all your credit history is good and your income, all those items are in good place. So,
okay, but at our age, it's just Social Security, isn't it, Greg?
It's an issue, Dan. Pre-approval at our age is really tough when you're on a limited income.
I even say to people, when you get to my age, here's what you do. You know, if you like pets, it's probably, you know, you're thinking about, well, maybe I shouldn't buy one. It'll probably outlive me.
Yeah. And imagine how blue and lonesome that pet will be.
Oh, Greg, it's always fun when you're here.
Oh, gosh.
One final time, how can folks get a hold of you?
Call me at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121.
And ask for anybody in the Home Results Group.
Yep, Wayne or Greg.
There you go. Greg, it's been a lot of fun as usual. And a lot of facts. You had a lot of real good things that we talked about today.
Yep, good luck with finding houses, I guess, is the thing.
Yeah, we need to get more building in this community.
Absolutely.
We really do.
We do.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, our realtor today, Greg Jablonski from Home Results Group. If you want to get a hold of either Greg or Wayne, it's real simple. Call your local Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121. This is KDWA Hastings.